On Monday's front page, the Obama administration has a four-year plan to wind down American and allied fighting in Afghanistan. It follows the blueprint from Iraq. In the Mideast, a 90-day bet on a freeze on West Bank settlements. And 8 years after he left Congress, Dick Armey is once again a power on Capitol Hill. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins after this.
This episode of the New York Times Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Ford, makers of the new Ford Fiesta. With an EPA estimated 40 miles per gallon highway, no other car in its class is more fuel efficient. The 2011 Ford Fiesta. Ford invites you to drive one at a dealer near you.
Our top story says the Obama administration has a plan to end the U.S. combat mission in Afghanistan by 2014. It plans to begin transferring security duties to Afghan forces in some parts of the country in the next 18 to 24 months. The four-year plan to wind down allied fighting in Afghanistan will be presented at a NATO summit meeting in Lisbon later this week. It follows the precedent set in Iraq, where coalition forces handed over security duties after a troop surge ordered by then-President George W. Bush. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is promising to push for a new one-time-only freeze of 90 days on settlement construction in the West Bank. Monday's Times says that amounts to a bet by Israel and the U.S. that enough can be accomplished to keep the Palestinians from abandoning peace talks once the freeze ends. The freeze proposal still needs Israeli government approval. Netanyahu presented it to the Israeli cabinet on Sunday. Both the Israeli right and the Palestinian leadership are raising objections. Monday's front page also looks at a girls' school that's fighting for its life in Haiti. Students showed up for the first day of the post-earthquake school year last month, but the principal had bad news.
Nous allons envoyer les cours pour la semaine prochaine.
She said classes had to be postponed because repairs were still going on. Enrollment is down and parents are struggling to pay tuition. A new plan for reforming Haiti's educational system calls for a publicly funded network of privately managed schools. That would be similar to what's developed in New Orleans since Hurricane Katrina. But money troubles may force some schools in Haiti to close before the public-private partnership can get underway. Banks, hedge funds, and private investors are bankrolling other people's lawsuits. They're pumping millions into medical malpractice cases and class action lawsuits against big corporations. The investors want a share of the winnings. Counsel Financial is a Buffalo company financed by Citigroup. It put up $35 million for lawsuits brought by workers at Ground Zero. A tentative settlement for $712.5 million was announced in June. The lenders stand to earn about $11 million. Former Congressman Dick Armey was an early supporter of the Tea Party. Now he's operating like something of a shadow majority leader on Capitol Hill. He invited some incoming lawmakers to a two-day retreat where he handed out policy briefing books. He also urged them not to give in to the ways of Washington. That was after he sent a memo to every Republican in Congress outlining a strategy for repealing the health care legislation. Their stock in GM was wiped out when the company filed for bankruptcy last year. Now thousands of GM retirees have to decide whether to buy shares when the new GM goes public this week. It's an emotional decision, and some retirees are on the fence. GM is setting aside 18 million shares for current and former personnel. We'll go inside Monday's Times after this.
This episode of the Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Ford, makers of the new 2011 Ford Fiesta. With an EPA estimated 40 miles per gallon highway, no other car in its class is more fuel efficient. Besides fuel efficiency, the new Fiesta delivers a ride that's responsive and energized, and it offers special features like push-button start and leather-trimmed seats. Fuel efficiency, performance, new aesthetics, and special features are some of the reasons you'll want to consider the new 2011 Ford Fiesta. Ford invites you to drive one at a dealer near you.
Inside Monday's Times, Congressman Charles Rangel's day in the court of public opinion has finally arrived. He's scheduled to appear before a hearing of the House Ethics Committee. It's the first public ethics trial on Capitol Hill in 8 years. Rangel is facing charges that his fundraising and personal finances violated congressional rules. Labor mediator Theodore Keel is dead. In New York from the 1950s to the 1980s, he was the go-to guy for mayors, labor leaders, and business executives. He helped settle everything from transit walkouts to newspaper strikes. In a Times interview recorded in 2007, he explained what he'd say when he finally brought both sides together.
Simply tell me what you want, not and why. So I don't want to hear a debate. And I discovered that more times than not, in the process of saying we want this, the parties will find that they have a misunderstanding of what each other wants, and that through this process, I'm able to say, well, if you get this, 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 will that settle the dispute?
Theodore Keel was 96. That's our preview of Monday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.